Let's go to the Cardio Newsline right now and visit with Ira Cronin, who's the public relations manager with the Colorado Springs Police Department. Ira, thanks for joining us. You know, we do stories all the time about these individuals committing crime, and it seems like there's more and more juvenile crime that is becoming an issue. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Dan and Shannon. Hope you guys are doing all right on this Tuesday.
You as well. This issue of juvenile crime, it seems like speeding and traffic safety is also becoming an issue. Where are we at with these details?
Yeah, well, let's jump in with the juvenile crime issue, and it's something that's been on Chief Vasquez's mind, you know, for many months, and something that we're looking to address in the best ways that we can. And unfortunately, you know, yesterday we released the information that we did lose a juvenile to a shooting at a park kind of on the northeast side of town last week up at High Meadows Park. And so now, because of Colorado state laws, we won't be, you know, identifying this juvenile further beyond the fact that he is a juvenile. But, you know, again, it points to a crime trend among, you know, the young people in our community that seems to start on the low end with things that maybe kids think are just fun and games, like you know, car theft, and then can escalate into other violent crimes that involve firearms, and then can result in people losing their life. And you know, it's just not the road that we want to see young people going down, and it's something that we're working hard to try to address.
Take us through the that some of the issues that you're looking at with some of this crime. Does it mean that they have lack of parenting? Is it just because they just go out and maybe join a gang? I mean, what are some of the reasons why do you think that juveniles' crime is increasing in Colorado Springs?
Yeah, well, there's no question as we're looking to, you know, make improvements in this area, it is a community-wide focus, you know. It's not something that CSPD alone can work to correct. We're just one part of the puzzle, and whether you're talking about, you know, our interactions with schools and our school resource officers, kids, teachers, other groups in the community that may have influence over young people, kind of pointing them in a positive direction. And yes, we believe certainly one of the strongest places that kids need support, you know, is in the home to thrive as young people. They want that structure. They want instruction. Whether they tell you or not, they want accountability for their actions. Many kids think that they don't, but that's how they often find themselves in a lot of trouble, Dan.
And now to a topic that affects not just youngsters who are of driving age, but also all of us. The problem of speeding in the Springs. And we certainly have seen our share of accidents and traffic fatalities already. And we're just in the early days of 2024. Tell us more.
Yeah. Hard to believe we're just a few days into March now, and sadly we've already had 13 fatalities in the city of Colorado Springs here in 2024. We had three over the weekend, two involved, you know, motorcycle riders, and then we had a third that was in a car. And, you know, we just can't stress enough how often speed plays a factor in not only leading up to accidents, but when accidents happen, the severity of the severity of those accidents, Shannon.
Yeah, no question about it. And when you look at those 13 fatalities, you know, and you just mentioned the motorcyclist, the temperature is going to start to get warm. We're going to see more and more motorcyclists out on the roads. We've already had that, you know, viral video of the guy going up to Denver, the idiot that was, you know, going over 180 miles an hour. How big of a problem is this, and what is being done to sort of slow these people down, either, you know, on the side streets or wherever this is happening?
Yeah, well, you know, and obviously when it comes to motorcycle safety, you know, helmets are a big thing. But again, once you start involving, you know, a certain amount of speed, a helmet is only going to help, you know, those riders so much. And believe it or not, you know, we would like to stop riding speeding tickets here at the Colorado Springs you know, police department. We really, you know, we have an approach when it comes to traffic safety that really focuses on four areas. And the first is to try to educate our community. We want to communicate with them well. That's the second part, about what the expectations are. What are the safety limits that are in place by Colorado law? We want to collaborate with them. We want to work with them. We want to encourage them. You know, and then we do have the enforcement part, which we hope that all these things can help people think to just slow down every time they get behind the wheel. You know, remember that they are responsible for a several thousand pound vehicle that can also very easily, you know, turn into something very dangerous if you're not paying attention to what you're doing with it in the time. And so, you know, 13 fatalities so far is not a good trend. And we always see these things come and go. But just as you mentioned, Dan, you know, weather getting warmer, we're going to have more motorcycles out on the roads. And it's just important for everybody, you know, to look out for one another, to slow down, and let's get these numbers down.
Ira, good to talk to you this morning. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
You got it, Dan and Shannon. You guys have a great day.